Hey, at least I get the miserable.
How about it?
Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,263, Sedat El Mali seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Bluebird Lane, approximately 0.19 miles west of Coastal Highway, that's Route 1. The 911 address is 19708 Bluebird Lane, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 330. Map 13, parcel 311.02. Staff notes specifically that the applicant is seeking an 11.5-foot variance from the required 30-foot for a porch, a 10.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard for a dwelling, an 8-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard for steps. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Sedat El Mali, and the address is 19708 Bluebird Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good, thank you, sir.
Good. Could you explain to us your request and address the standards for us?
Sure. Uniqueness of property. The house was built too close to the property lines regionally, and it didn't allow any place for improvements in the front. However, it's very inconvenient to use the front door without the porch. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. Yes, I believe having a front porch is a standard feature of the house. Number three, not created by the applicant. The house was purchased the way it is. However, during the improvements, the concrete block deck replaced with the open porch. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe it will not alter the essential character of it. Number five, minimum variance. Yes, it is. Yes, it is least modification. It was only a replacement of the deck with open porch.
Okay. So you purchased the home as it is?
Yes.
And you didn't do any improvements to it?
Actually, the front of the house has the concrete block kind of the porch with the steps.
Okay.
It was too old, and we had to replace that one with the wood porch.
Okay.
With the deck. The previous didn't have the deck, the roof. Now what we replaced, it has the roof on it.
Okay. Did you get a permit to do that work?
Yes. And we passed all the inspection, even the final inspection.
Okay. And so you had a concrete porch mm-hmm. that was open with no cover?
Yes.
And then you replaced that porch with decking, wood decking?
Yes.
And put a roof on, is that
yes.
correct? Okay. And so did you obtain the permit yourself?
Yes.
And did you do the work yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And did you, so obviously you didn't realize that it was that close to the property line?
We were planning to make the bigger deck. Then when I applied the permit and they told me that I have to apply for variance, then we reduced the size. The deck is almost replacing the previous deck.
So the same footprint.
Yes, but somehow we passed the foot beyond the mm-hmm. Previous one.
Okay. Bluebird Lane is your is the road that you front, is that correct?
Yes.
And from your property line to the edge of the pavement, is there additional space, or do you know where your property line is?
Yes.
So you have a space between that property line that's grass
yes.
To the pavement, is
yes.
that correct? And where did you measure from?
Actually, I called the variance that where they put the flag, but it was like kind of jungle area. I think the flag probably moved a little bit when we measure, but that flag is like probably it was a year old, and I don't know, somehow it passed.
Okay.
There's no building permit in the packet?
I do have the building permits and...
So there is a building permit for an open porch dated January 9th, 2009, and there is a note on the building permit saying customer was advised to apply for a variance for the front yard setback before building, so...
So you did this work back in 2009?
Yes.
Okay, and why has it come to question now?
I believe...
Because you were filing a permit?
I believe we've seen a survey at the counter, and that's resulted in us identifying the issue.
Are you selling the property or something?
Yes, I'm planning to.
Okay. And the house itself, it is also in the setback. Did you have the house built?
I'm sorry?
Did you originally have the house built?
Yes.
Who built that?
I mean, I didn't know that. I purchased as is the house.
Okay, so the house was already there?
Yes.
And so the additional variance request for the house is something that came up with this issue that with the porch, is that correct?
Chairman, the property card suggests that the property dates to the 1970s.
Okay.
So it may predate planning and zoning.
Planning code, okay.
So where's this? This is the survey you got?
Yeah,
the 26th of November of last year's survey, correct.
Okay.
And why did you present this survey now in November?
Explain to us what happened that caused you to come here.
Before I went to close the case, I know that it was open, and I moved to from Rehoboth to Virginia, and I had to, I was living in Virginia, and my house was rented out here. So, a couple months ago, tenant moved out, then I'm planning to sell the house, but I knew that it has a problem with the...
You knew the permit was still open?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I want to close that.
Close it and get things straight. Okay, so this deck with the cover has been on there since for 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. And now you want to sell the house and you've got an issue.
So one of the five criteria for granting a variance is number three, not created by the applicant. But you did create this.
Yes.
You're going to have to convince us
that you did.
That you didn't.
Yes. I see the, because it was already the concrete block, we just replaced that one, but I mean, we just passed the foot beyond the 1 foot than the previous concrete block porch.
So you're suggesting that the porch was already encroaching?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't go a foot and a half?
Probably, yes.
So it could be the porch was not encroaching, but when you added on the foot, you did, then...
Yes, sir.
What would it cost you to tear the roof off?
I'm sorry?
How much will it cost you to tear that roof off?
Probably, I don't know, $3,000 or $4,000, probably, maybe less.
Have you had any complaints about it?
No.
Nobody said anything about it at all to you?
No, sir. There's no neighbor around the house.
No neighbor around the house?
What's to the side? What are those buildings?
Those are the storage units.
Oh. Storage units. So the Bluebird Lane is a private lane?
Can you zoom in on that?
Seems like it's private, but technically there is the road, but there is no real road.
Right, it's a paper road past your house.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a mobile home park to the left?
In front of you.
Yes, that's a mobile house. And there's also a fan, and it's backyard of their house.
So,
how wide and how long is this porch? Because it doesn't show it on here.
Um, It's 10 foot wide and 6 foot long.
So it's basically just a, it's just an overhang for the front door.
It's not
something that you would put furniture on?
No. I mean, there's no space to put the furniture or the chairs.
And it appears in that picture that you've got tied in with the same shingles and whatnot to the other roof. Okay. Do you have a picture of the... Don't show us a phone because we have to keep whatever picture.
Sorry, I don't have the picture.
Okay. Right. And so...
I have some drawings, but it would
help. You can submit them, but you would not get them back until after the finding of fact, probably for 60 days or more.
That's fine. I can...
You can pass it, give that to our secretary. So there's no other, if you could zoom out for us, please. One more. Okay. So there's really, on that street, there's no other properties or developed homes. The only other thing there would be the storage units and the... And then it goes on around. Yeah, you're the
biggest thing that
the only thing going back there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but the biggest problem I have, he knew he was wrong 10 years ago, and now he's here asking for a variance when it's been there for 10 years. He knew better.
Yep. Well, there's those that ask for permission.
We have those all the time.
Others that beg for forgiveness. Okay.
Chairman, if I can just ask staff to see if we can get some copies made of that quickly so we don't have to take the applicant's original.
Okay.
You went and got a permit.
Yeah, I got the permit.
So you got your permit, and so you tore the brick down and put it right back, but not in the same footprints. So you just added another foot and a half to it.
Yes, sir.
When you did the improvements, did you have a survey?
Yes, sir.
You did? Because, I mean, this survey shows 2018, so I didn't...
It cost you quite a bit of money to tear that. It's a roof tied right into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would cost it.
It cost quite a bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess the...
Well, you did a good job on it.
Yep.
That's 110 feet. This goes
one. Okay. No averaging there.
No.
No what?
Averages. There's nothing else back there. Mm. Okay. Are there any other questions for members of the board?
No.
Mr. Sharp.
Is there well and septic on the property?
I'm sorry?
Was there well and septic on the property?
It's all public.
Was it well and septic at any point?
No.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? Got one? Did you want to speak?
You have to be
sure. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Casey Kenton, 34 Glade Circle East, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Casey Kenton. I'm a member of the ownership group that owns the self-storage facility to the east and to the south. And basically, it's just what you described. It's a covered porch that's been there forever. We don't have any opposition to it, and I just wanted to speak in favor of it.
Okay. Thank you.
And he is at the end of the road, right? You know, completely
separated. It's a pretty isolated property.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not like it. I mean, I think it's probably obvious that it wouldn't have an adverse effect on adjacent neighboring properties, but it's the obstacle's the one standard.
Yeah, understood.
Thank you for your input.
Sure.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,263. It is a little bit of an odd-shaped lot. The variance is necessary. It is necessary to enable the use of this property. He did it with taking the porch off and putting one in back of it. He really didn't. It's not that big of a porch he added onto it, just more of an overhang. This is the way he made it work so he could go inside tonight of the house and let it get wet. And the variance is not alter central character of the neighborhood. It's the only one down there. We already heard from a testifies he's the only one down there and nobody else is around him. And this is the minimum variance that before we leave.
Very well. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Ms. McGee.
No.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the reasons have been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons I stated.
And I too for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 3-1, your case is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.